Let's pray.
Father in heaven, we come before you, Lord. We're so grateful. Grateful, Lord, that your word is true. No matter what goes on in the world around us, really, no matter what goes on in our lives, your word remains constant as you remain constant. Your truth remains constant, and we are so grateful. So, Father, we turn this time over to you, giving you glory, praise, and honor, and just give us what we need today, as you always do. We're just asking for it, and we will receive it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So at the beginning of the year, I always play a game with my students called This or That. And they get a choice to choose what it is that they like. Now, we stand up and move around the room. I'm not going to ask you to do that. They love to move around the room. So when we play This or That, they can't wait to get to whatever side is their favorite. So as we play This or That, I just want you to raise your hand. Raise your right hand, okay, and then raise your left hand. Okay, I'm not gonna even gonna make you stand up. So who, if you prefer chocolate, raise your right hand. If you prefer vanilla, raise your left. Ready, set, go. Okay, okay, chocolate. There's a lot of chocolates in here, good. Yeah. If you prefer, let's see. Hamburgers or hot dogs? Hamburgers over that way, hot dogs point that way. Ready? Go. Hamburgers or hot dogs? Okay, see? You know there's a lot of hamburger people in here, just in case you didn't know. How about, do you prefer spring or fall? Spring is that way, fall is that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. Do you prefer rain or snow? Ready? Go. Rain or snow, and kids say, how about nothing? Thank you, Gail. How about neither? Okay, so that one's kind of split, but you see how that goes, and I have like this long list, and we just keep it going, and then they make up their own. But the thing is that they have a choice, okay? They get to choose what they want to do. They get to choose which they prefer, okay? So yeah, the sermon title is Live Wisely, but what I want to show you and I want you to get is you can choose to live wisely or you can choose not to live wisely. So it's going to be a choice. So in the end, who's going to choose to live wisely and who's going to choose to? So think about that. And I expect all hands to be going one direction. I'm only hopeful. Okay. So we're looking at Ephesians 5 today. And as we look at Ephesians 5, for some reason, I'm finding it easier to go back to the beginning of it. We're actually, the verses are 15 through 20 today. But I want to read the verses before that because it sets up what we're going to say. So as we put those on the screen, we're reading from the NIV to start this. Ephesians 5, do you have something different? Yes. Okay, good. 5:1. Yes, we're starting with one. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to read it all the way through. And walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or even any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. I should have said, this is Paul, and he's speaking to the church of Ephesus, and he's speaking to believers, not non-believers. He's speaking to those who believe. Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk or coarse talking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. I keep saying, right? Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. 14, this is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So before we go into 15, so all that sets up where we're going. And I like where it says, wake up, sleeper, because in the darkness is where we sleep. So that's what it's saying when it tells us to wake up, gives a new definition to being woke. I just had to say it. So wake up so that you can be in the light. So now 15 through 20 are our verses for today. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make the music from your heart to the Lord. And finally, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, everything that we read leads to this. We should not be making the same choices as people who do not walk with Christ. We should not be making the same choices as people who are not in that walk. That's why he was talking to believers. You should not expect a non-believer to do something that is right and good all the time. You just get lucky when you find people who do, not lucky, blessed. When you find people who do, you go, oh, they are such a giver and they're such this. Yes, but there's an expectation for us to be those folks, which is why the world is looking at us funny, because part of it is nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to hear Ephesians 5, 1 through 20, because it is very condemning. If you stop and think about it, of what is not right and not living in that darkness. The day we decided to walk with Jesus, it changed everything. And I thought about this. I was talking about having a choice. The day we decided to walk with Jesus, our choice lined up with him. There really is just one choice. When we decided to walk with him. Throughout the letter to the Ephesians, Paul had been admonishing the believers to live their life according to their new identity. Their name had been changed. Their life had been changed. Our lives have been changed. We're to live according to our new identity in Christ, not the way we used to live. He says in 15, being very careful then how you live. In the Greek, it says, I'm not going to say the Greek word because I know Betty hates it. I wish you were here, Betty. She's at a grandson's wedding. It's saying as to keep your eyes peeled, to be alert so that you live carefully, wisely. Keep your eyes alert so that you live carefully, wisely. This is not easy, nor is it popular. It denounces immorality. That's not popular. And in society right now, it's hard to choose. It's not hard to choose, but am I loving if I say this? Am I not loving if I say this? Am I loving if I condemn? Am I not loving if I don't condemn? What am I doing, Lord? As a church, we are to find ways to build bridges to our communities, not barricades, okay? Not barricades. We need to be very sensitive to how we might be making it difficult for our neighbors to see the love of God. Here at Grace Communion, I think we do a pretty good job building bridges without sacrificing who God is or the truth about him. We have to keep that up because I believe God blesses that. It's not like we walk around condemning people, but we walk around loving. But it doesn't change who we are and what we do. Hopefully, not for you, not for me. But we must also allow our culture's ever-changing times going back and forth. It can't keep changing our beliefs. It can't keep changing the truth of who God is. The truth stands firm. I don't have to change. I still love you. That will never change. I accept you. But what does God not accept? He doesn't accept our sin. He just tells us to repent. But we accept each other. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. So in essence, we are buying back the time. It's like stumbling onto a bargain that we just can't pass up. I want that back. I want to be walking with you, Lord. I want to live wise because the days are evil. And I used to walk in that evil, but now I don't walk in that evil. It's not my habit. Yes, I will make mistakes. Yes, I will trip up. Yes, I will fall down. But here's the difference. I get back up and I turn around. And I do it all for the sake of Jesus Christ, who loves me. And see, that's the good news for everybody, because that is us. That is us. Being crazy and making mistakes, that is us. But by the grace of God, if you didn't know Jesus, what would you be doing? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. The way that we are to live is to be carried out with wisdom, knowing our time is short. I'm not speaking of the entire earth. I'm speaking of our physical bodies. Our time is short. And thank God this isn't all that there is. We're going on to something much brighter, much eternal. This is about discipleship, is what I'm talking about. As disciples of Christ, we submit to the one who leads us to live out our faith with wisdom, because on our own, you can't be wise enough and neither can I. I can't get this right. I can't get this perfectly. All I got is what you gave me, Lord, and please, Jesus, Holy Spirit, show me what to do. Show me how to love this person without insulting them, without turning them away from you, Lord, because you never turned away from them nor me. We're the ones who keep turning. That was my turn. And hopefully we turn right back around. But sometimes, tell the truth. Well, let me stop. Okay. Sometimes you know something is not good to do and you go like this. I'm going to do it anyway because I know God's going to forgive me. Y'all laugh if you want to. I know human nature because I have it. And he is going to forgive you. We're putting ourselves in a predicament. We're putting ourselves away from God. We're hiding ourselves from him like Eve and Adam. He's like, where are you? Hiding. I know where you are, but you know, come on out. I see it all. You can't hide from me. So Father God, in our weakness, we ask for your strength. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. I know what y'all saying. Pastor Tamar, you like wine. I do. It said, do not be drunk on wine. If you see me walking around drunk, y'all call me out. Bring the scripture out tomorrow, Ephesians 5. No, make it Pastor Tamar. That puts more conviction on it. Yeah, so enjoying your glass of wine is fine. You notice he says, do not be drunk on it. Take a moment and reflect in your own life. What is God's will? That's your personal reflection. What does he desire of you? And how do we participate with that? When we look at the state of the world around us, how do we participate with that? Because he kept us here in the world, right? How do we participate and still let the light of God shine and the love in our own little corners of the world? I'm sure it may be different for each of us. It may be with a family member. It may be at work. In my case, it may be with the children at school also. I have a lot of opportunities outside of these four walls on Sunday to show the love of Jesus. It may be at the grocery store. It may be walking down the street. It may be inconvenient. It may be costly. Instead of being drunk on alcohol, the contrast is being filled with the Spirit. In a Spirit-filled directed life, we are under not the influence of alcohol, but the influence of God. I want to stay under that influence. I want to stay drunk on the Spirit. Drunkenness is counterfeit. It gives an illusion of joy and peace, but leads to all sorts of bad behavior. But that same thing doesn't happen. Contrast with being under the Spirit's influence, where we exhibit peace and joy. Very different. I want to be with peace and joy, and I want to be around people that are that. But I can have peace and joy and be around someone who is not under peace and joy and still hold my peace. And love them and know that there is a struggle, and the struggle is real. He says, Paul continued, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to the Father for everything. When he says, talking about songs. Songs have power. Even Pat said, I can go on singing that. Songs and singing and music are powerful. We know Satan loves that. Because you can hear all kinds of music and it can make you want to do all kinds of things. It can inspire. It can bring you to tears. So he says, keep those hymns, Spirit-filled songs around when we're talking. There's nothing wrong with listening to those other types of music, except when it's not doing you any good. If it's a bad influence on you and it causes you to do things that you shouldn't do, maybe we shouldn't listen to it. Does that make sense? Spirit-filled songs, spiritual songs, songs that we do in church have spiritual themes. They might not directly praise God, but they teach a doctrine. They encourage the body, or they prompt others toward love and good works. That's what we want to be able to do, prompt others toward love and good works. A spiritual song might express the joy of one's salvation. Think about the songs that we sing today. They were praiseworthy. Great is the Lord, he is holy and just. Then we change it to, great are you, Lord. You're speaking directly to him. We spoke of him, then we spoke to him. There's power in that. The attitude of gratitude should always be present in everything we do as believers. Lord, thank you. Thank you for good health. Lord, thank you. Thank you for good finances. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus. Lord, thank you that I'm able to speak. Lord, thank you that I'm able to hear. I mean, you talk about all those physical things we can be grateful for. Lord, thank you that for the sacrifice of your son, the biggest thing that I could have in my life, if all else goes wrong. That sacrifice is still there. Thank you, Jesus, for going all the way to the cross. When I said, thank you, Lord, for being able to speak, I wanted to mention this before offering, that one of the people that when we were at the picnic, Joe, who we prayed for, sent a note and he said, thank you for your prayers, Your prayers worked. And he's someone I got to talk to at the picnic, which was very, it was very nice to talk to him. And I thought we were through. And then Joe sends in an offering to Grace Communion Cleveland. He didn't have to send it, but he did. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful for that. We have died to the lives that we once had prior to Christ. We're not dabbling our toe over in that other place, the darkness. I prayerfully pray that we are not, as believers, doing that. But we know of people that are. They don't have what you have. What are we going to do, condemn them? No, except by the grace of God. There we go. That is me. That was me. And just because I got out, am I going to leave you behind? No, my brother. No, my sister. I'm going to tell you what I know. And I'm going to smile and I'm going to hug you and you're not going to agree with me. And that is fine. Because when your eyes are open, they are open. And I am not the one to open your eyes. God the Father, and Jesus the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, were open eyes. A wisely lived life awaits us. You can choose it. You can choose to stay over there. Crazy, crazy town. Right? You can come live a wise life where the same mistakes will not keep repeating themselves. That's wisdom. Stop jumping in that same hole. What did they say? Now go around it. Man, I keep falling into the same hole because you keep walking up with the same attitude. Tamar, I'm not talking at you. I'm talking with us as I speak. Stop falling in that same hole. Change things that need to be changed to line up with the will of God. We celebrate this life together as fellow believers, so much so that it flows into worship and it flows into gratitude. Like you can walk in here one way and walk out feeling joyful and at peace. As we lift each other up in the body, the church starts to resemble this celebration that catches the attention of the world in a good way. Don't you want to catch the attention of the world in a good way where they go, wow, they open their doors to people who aren't like them. They showed love. Is that what that looks like? Is that what that is? That's what that is. We become a witness to true joy and peace. We have a choice. Live wisely or live foolishly. I won't ask you to really choose in front of me because I know what you're going to do. Your salvation, your choice. Living foolishly will take us away the gifts and the grace that God is extending to you. God gives us salvation, but you know you can turn your back on it, right? Am I right? Am I making that up? You can say, I don't want to be bothered with it. I like this. My friend used to say, yeah, I'm going to be in hell with James Brown. Like she knew that was going to happen. I'm being in hell partying with James Brown. I'm like, why do you think he's going there? You don't know. You know, it's amazing the things we grow up thinking. She just thought the party would be there. Like he won't be in heaven saying, I feel good. Da, 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 da. You know, praise God for his forgiving nature, and he forgives out of our sight. We don't know what people's last breath says, what people's last thoughts are, and we don't know everyone's heart. All we see is their struggle. All we see is their struggle. Are you a fan of Jesus Christ or are you a follower? A fan sits back and applauds. Yes! A follower walks in the footsteps. Are we letting the truth go in one ear and out the next? Are we walking wisely and getting a complete meal when it's available? Are we just taking appetizers? Renee's still laughing at that joke. I'm sorry, Renee. Are you just eating the appetizers like Sunday? Walk away feeling good. Check it off my list. God said, walk this way every day, wisely, wisely, wisely. Is there an area in your life you have not totally surrendered? Because that's what this is about. When we live wisely, we have to take all the little corners, all the little parts of our heart. I've talked about this before because God knows them all. And we have to hand those over to him. Knowing that God cannot be contained within a box. So that's why when we look at other people and we look at this world, we know that God is doing so many things that are outside our purview. He's moving and shaking. And if we're lucky, if we're blessed, because it's not luck, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. If we're blessed enough to be able to take part in it, please do. Please do. Today we surrender all. One of the champions, and I'm telling you, I watched the Olympics more than I've ever watched the Olympics. I was just that taken with it. Come 8 o'clock, I'm like, oh, I'm going to catch that. Somebody was giving it away, which they shouldn't, because everything really took place in the daytime. Then at nighttime, you get the repeat. But I was kind of happy I didn't have to be disappointed. But there's a 21-year-old, and she's now the only woman in history to run under 52 seconds in the 400-meter hurdles. Did anybody see that race? That race, I was screaming. I was upstairs. Lena was on the phone. Of course, he's always playing his bass downstairs. He was on the phone downstairs. I'm going, go, girl, go, go, go. I mean, it looked like, to me, it looked like she was jogging. But they were moving so, so fast over those hurdles. If you didn't get a chance to see it, I almost wanted to put it on. But of course, I waited too late. But she ran them so fast. Her name is Sydney McLaughlin, and she set a new world record and received a gold medal. But here's the words that she said, in case you haven't read it on Facebook. She said, records come and go. The glory of God is eternal. And I no longer run for self-recognition, but I run but to reflect his perfect will that is already set in stone. I don't deserve anything, but by grace, through faith, Jesus has given me everything. United States of America. I did. So maybe we'll run those. Well, we got to leave. But that race, if you get a chance to watch it, was completely unbelievable. But she's also, I think, is she the one whose husband's a pastor or he's going to seminary school? One of them is a pastor because she mentioned my husband, my pastor. But I also want you to know this. Every time I heard someone speak from the United States, they all were saying the same thing. Their parents were saying it. I'm telling you, it did not miss. I'm thanking God for this opportunity. I'm thanking God for the parents. We've been praying about this. We're praying for his, you know, for him to do well. And over and over again, the name of the Lord was lifted up. Over and over again. Nobody came up and said, I did this myself. Even when they sit down, you could see some of them as they got in the thing. Lips are moving. That's being done, tapping the heart and pointing up. All is done to the glory of God. That touched me. As we get ready for communion,